Time for another Doc Talk here on Q92 with Johnson Memorial Health Services. And this morning we're going to visit with nurse practitioner Renee Durfee. And good morning, Renee.
Good morning.
And how's your day going so far? Good.
Cannot complain. Seems like the sun is shining, so that's always a good day in the winter months of Minnesota.
Yeah. Hey, I want to congratulate you and Jerry on your son, Zach, playing big Division I football out in Washington. That's kind of exciting.
It is exciting. It's been kind of a whirlwind and a lot of stuff happening at once, but I'm happy for him and excited to see how things play out for him, so thank you.
Yeah, can't wait till next fall.
Very excited for next fall.
Yep. All right, well, what's our subject this morning, Renee?
I thought today we could visit a little bit about women and heart disease or heart health. We're still in January, but February is a big campaign for the American Heart Association for Go Red for Women, just to bring more light to the amount of heart disease that's present in women, and just some things to look for in terms of possible symptoms or even risk factors and conditions that we can try to help control to limit our degree of heart disease.
Okay. All right. Yeah, go red. Everybody's supposed to wear red in February, I understand then, right?
Yes, yeah, supposed to wear red. I think there's one certain day where they promote it a little bit more, but you'll see it a lot across the news stations. They'll have a lot of pieces or interview women who, across all decades of life, that have been affected by heart disease in varying forms of it. And so it's just to bring attention to it, because women are actually affected by heart disease more than men. But unfortunately, the gap doesn't seem to be narrowing in terms of trying to prevent death in women, because I think we get much more kind of focused on men and their heart disease rather than looking at women and heart disease.
Right. You mostly hear about men having heart attacks and not as much as women. Why is that, do you think? Or does it happen? Or am I wrong?
Well, actually, like I said, women are affected at a greater rate than men with heart disease, and actually heart disease is the most is more deadly than all other forms of cancer in terms of women, and it's the cause of 1 out of 3 deaths in women. And I think a lot of it has to do with, we have a stereotypical thought that in men, it's this crushing chest pain, they have a heart attack, maybe we hear about it more. Where women, sometimes it's not necessarily, we can have very healthy marathon running women who can have heart disease. That can happen in men too, but I think we just assume it's more of a man's disease and maybe that of a woman's disease, and that's not obviously the truth.
Okay. So what exactly, when you say heart disease, what exactly is that then? Is it like the plugging of arteries or?
Correct. And so, you know, there's different types of heart disease, is very kind of a general, but we think of heart disease, we think of like coronary artery disease, which is like atherosclerosis. You get plaque in the vessels that builds up, and then an incident happens where a little piece of plaque can break off and it can lead to a heart attack. You look at other forms of heart issues that can be from people having valve problems, congenital issues, but in a greater sense, it usually has to do with just the plaque of the vessels, more specifically, which can be caused from many different things. Risk factors include like family history of heart disease. You know, a lot of times you have parents who have heart disease, brothers or sisters, things like that. We look at age. The older we get, our risk increases. Smoking is a huge risk factor for heart disease. Hypertension, high cholesterol, overweight is one. And so those are some of the things that we look at. Diabetes is another one, even if you possibly have sleep apnea. And so a lot of it focuses on, if you have risk factors, what do we do with those risk factors to limit your possibility of developing plaque in your vessels or preventing a heart attack from occurring?
Mm-hmm. So do women have different symptoms than men when it comes to...
Yeah, typically... Okay. Yep, they often do. And so a lot of times in women, it's not the, I feel like an elephant sitting on my chest. Sometimes women will have more issues with like gastrointestinal symptoms. They might just have more nausea. Sometimes they just notice that they're getting more fatigued, like they just don't have the stamina that they did to maybe they can't run 2 miles anymore. They just get tired more easily. Could be shortness of breath, sometimes heartburn symptoms. Sometimes they could have a little bit of back pain, which sounds strange, but that can be the case, or sometimes dizziness. And so their symptoms are different, and so I think a lot of times women put things off because they don't think it's related to their heart because it's not what they're used to hearing about. And then oftentimes could be having a heart attack or have had one without knowing it before they seek care.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how can you prevent heart disease in women?
Well, one thing is, eat healthy. We say watch white starchy foods, high sugary substances, healthy fat in the diet, not to be a smoker. That's a huge risk factor. Looking at if you have high blood pressure, making sure that you're having that blood pressure treated appropriately by your primary care provider with medication. Regular exercise. If you have high cholesterol, looking at medication for that. If you have diabetes, making sure that your diabetes is well controlled, if that requires medication or if that can be with diet and exercise. Two, if you have obstructive sleep apnea, making sure that maybe you have a CPAP machine at night as well, too. Those are things, and a lot of that just starts with having regular physicals and wellness checks with your physician or nurse practitioner to identify what your risks are, and then how do you go about identifying and treating them to limit the possibility of developing heart disease or having a heart attack.
Okay. All right. How can people get a hold of you, or if they have any questions about what we just talked about?
If they have any questions, they can just call JMHS. Our phone number here is 320-769-4323, and they can just ask to make an appointment to see their primary care provider, and we're always welcoming new patients to our facility as well.
Okay. So did we cover everything, Renee?
We covered everything.
Okay. That's good. That's the goal.
That's the goal.
So February is what?
Go Red for Women.
Go Red for Women. So
yep.
Wear red.
Wear red is right.
Okay.
Wear red. And if you have any risk factors or concern just about your overall health and have questions and make an appointment and get checked out so you're not one of those statistics in terms of people that are being affected by heart disease in the female population or the male population for that matter.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Renee, for the visit this morning. Appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. No problem. Thank you. You have a great day.
That's nurse practitioner Renee Durfee from Johnson Memorial Health Services, and this has been another Doc Talk here on Q92.